come and gather round for an epic show. Oh yeah, here we go. The stubborn heroes are coming out on top. Yeah, we always win. Delving into the darkest dungeons, always fight to win. Oh yeah, here we go. Now it's time for the stubborn heroes.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Stubborn Heroes, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast. My name is Adam, and I am the Dungeon Master, and the Stubborn Heroes we have today are Michael, who plays Belrin.
Hey!
Billy, who plays Cedric.
Hey!
David, who plays Phileas.
Hi.
And Raymond, who plays Aerotol.
Hey!
Hey. Okay, so everybody roll, see who retells the tale of what happened in the last episode.
Flash War! 10!
Probably not hit the thing that's holding my...
10!
20, Raymond. Roll unless you get a net. Okay, so Raymond gets to pick who retells the tale.
He's gonna point at me. I'm not dumb.
He's gonna point at me. I know. Yeah. Thrall can't retell the tale. He's alone. So me.
He can. He can go meow 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 meow.
You surprise everybody by not picking me.
No, yeah.
Cody will retell the tale.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Excellent job, Cody.
All right, Cody's not here. I forgot to mention that. Yeah, Cody's not here again.
That's three episodes now
that Cody has not been in.
Here's here in the one before the last one.
Oh, I guess so. No, three episodes total that he's ever been in, not been in. So.
It's all sorry.
By his choice.
Raymond, who retells
it? Alan.
They can't hear pointing.
I want the cat to retell.
Oh my gosh, the cat's not gonna retell! Just tell me who!
The wind.
I want you to retell it in the cat's mind.
Treat, 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 pet, pet, hands, 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 and pet, and hands, and pet, pet, pet.
Wow, that was really riveting.
Yeah. Okay, so what happened in the last episode was, Phileas was still damaged from his battle with the vampire. He was in Lord Cassius's home. The rest of you were in Vanna Tulip's home. Vanna Tulip, by the way, you are aware, she was actually part of all this going on in the town. The underground sex ring that Cassius was selling young girls to noblemen and making money off it, using that money to then distribute supplies to the Underdark for what you would assume to be the Silver Eye cult. So he is one of the people who's funding them. You found out that he then contacted Zebinox, who is what you learned is the speaker to the Dragon King, the what you would assume to be the leader, who then sent an assassin to the town to murder people who were no longer in favor of the Dragon Eye cult, but helped them before. The assassin murdered them and made it look like a vampire attack, knowing that Lord Wallace in the town was afraid of vampires, that he would believe it, and the townspeople would just believe that a vampire was attacking. Well, you've uncovered the truth behind that, and you all made it to the town hall to tell that truth to everybody. Sorry, all the townspeople were there rioting, and you assured them that there was no vampire, there's nothing to fear, there would be no more attacks. In that moment, complete opposite happened. Yes, David.
I don't think I said there wasn't a vampire. I think I said we dealt with the situation and we gotta talk to Lord Wallace.
Yes, I fucked up.
I'm just saying.
And then there was a shadow in the sky as thousands of bats encompassed the town square that you were at, and darkness overtook. The vampire spoke to the townspeople, you, everybody in the town could hear, by casting a spell that, obviously, of some sort, he was able to communicate with you all in a ginormous head made of bats with fiery blue eyes, then said that you have until the stroke of midnight to come to this town square with the assassin in hand. Do not bring any guards, or he will see it as an intimidation. He will kill them all. And if you fail to do so by the stroke of midnight, then all bets will be off, and he will kill anybody in his way to get to the assassin and kill them. It's a very lawful vampire code. Somebody has disgraced him, is putting his name through the dirt, and he's come to correct that. So then the bats disperse. I want you all to please roll a constitution roll to see if you become feared by the fearful presence of this, that this vampire encompassed the sky and everything. We're going to see if you got scared. Okay? It has to be at least 15. You can't roll a natural one.
I know, but like that was my first roll in the last episode. It's not a good sign.
But you didn't roll that first. That was your second roll this episode.
Okay, this is...
To see who goes first.
Yeah, that's true.
Not proficiency.
So yeah. You got 12. David?
14.
14. Michael?
10.
Oh no, Eritol.
13.
13? All of you are frightened right now.
I have a good reason. I've been...
I would like to point out that a frightened creature has disadvantage on ability checks and attack rolls while the source of its fear is within line of sight. I'm going to make this more generalized. This has shooken you. It frightened you. And all the townspeople are all fucking frightened. The lord who was there, all the guards are running around. The townspeople are now screaming. They've all returned. Some of them have ran away to their homes. You see them, they've started to, like, board up their homes. They're shutting down their shops. They're all very scared. Some of them have turned around. They're right. They're like, you said we were safe! You said we were safe! You lied! You lied! And some of them are pointing at Eritol. You said there was no vampire! You said there wasn't!
This is my first time seeing one.
And the one townsperson goes, ah, and he starts running up like he wants to punch you, and the guards step in the way, and it's getting very, very violent out here now. They're all attacking the guards. Guards are pushing them away. One of them punches a guard. The guard replies by bunting him, the other with his shield. The other people are fighting, and now there's a lot of fighting going on outside. And the lord who is up there says, get inside now. We need to discuss this.
So then we go inside.
You're all just fucking scared.
Theoretically.
Yeah.
I just thought of this. Like, mm-hmm. If I went and punched the ground, would I just go, like...
You can attempt that. Let's just see what would happen, okay, in the future. But you don't know that it's just a pretty ring with a ram on it. That's all you know right now. So,
we'll head inside.
Kind of yell up to them all, just say, like, go back to your houses, be safe there, and we will go and have this dealt with.
Yeah, many of them, some of them have listened to you and they're just sort of looking at each other. There's lots of confusion, there's lots
of fear.
Save
your women and children.
You all run in, you all go inside. And when you go inside, Eritol and Phileas, you would recognize this. Again, this is where you first met last night. You met Lord Wallace. You walk up into a narrow corridor, and above you is Lord Wallace sitting at a pedestal above, and there's several other council members all around as well, and they're all yelling at each other and screaming, like, you heard what he said. He's going to kill us. We need to give him the girl. Lord Wallace is saying, we do not negotiate with vampires in my town.
Oh, we're just walking up, or are
we... you guys have walked up.
Okay, so Lord Wallace...
Are you wearing those noble
clothes? Yes, we're
clothes?
Wearing the noble clothes again.
You're all wearing noble clothes?
Yeah, he did the...
Oh, okay. And he looks down, he's like, you deputies, what mess have you gotten us into? Clearly you did find the vampire.
Yes.
But I will not negotiate. This assassin, as you call him, as you call her, I don't believe it. Certainly, she must be innocent. There was a vampire.
Yes, but the vampire is not the one that did this.
And the council's all like, oh, and some of them are scoffing. Oh, clearly not. Come now. The vampire's there. We all know. They were all killed by the vampire.
No, they were not. It was made to look like they were.
And Lord Wallace says, you have no evidence of such a thing. We found nothing.
We actually do.
Eritol is going to say, we found something Lord Cassius was in, and plenty of your other nobles in town. They're all part of a slave trade, or a sex trade.
What was the girl's name?
Vanna Tulip?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I say, before we continue, where is Vanna Tulip?
Well, it looks like he was going to say.
Okay,
if he wants to contribute.
Yes,
I was going to say it out of character.
Well, what?
Because, like, I don't remember what we did with her.
She was a sleeping
thing. No, she
thing.
Was... We took her with us.
But
we...
Before we go too much, we don't want her running... We don't want her running off.
Exactly.
The lady? Lady Tulip is safe and sound. That's all that matters, said Lord Wallace. We need to discuss how we're going to kill this vampire.
We need to have Vanna Tulip here before we continue this.
You dare interrupt me? And he looks down, and he's all blind still, and there's nobody now whispering in his ear to calm him down. He's like, you dare interrupt me! This is my town! I will have you thrown into the stockades!
Then we can't save it.
Generals, you will get archers with flame arrows. Also, make sure everybody gets provisions. Garlic, I've heard they're weak towards garlic. These
fire does nothing to it.
Silence, or I will throw you in the stockades! If that one speaks one more time, throw him in the stockades, they say. It's like,
we're just trying to help.
Oh my god, David, you're pushing my buttons!
If I might interject for a moment.
Looks down. The halfling, what are you doing here? Shouldn't you be with the other sullied below? He's blind and cannot see you. And so he says, who said that? He cannot see that.
And you're like,
fuck! Wait. Who are you? Who said that? I am blind. I cannot see.
I'm Cedric the Dragonborn Barbarian.
Who said that?
Councilman. I'm Cedric. I got a piece of real estate down in the lower end. It's gonna be great. You should check it out.
They're all looking at you confused, like, what? Who is this man? What?
But if we prepare for the vampire to come, we're all gonna die. He said not to do that. If you do that, he's gonna get pissed off. And if that's the way you're gonna go, then that's fine. But I'm not going to be here.
And what are our other options, then?
Give him the prisoner. Or when he comes to take the prisoner, maybe negotiate.
No. I know nothing of this prisoner. So, what are you suggesting? We give up the prisoner. She is in my custody. She is safe. And until I have evidence to prove her guilt, she will be brought to the court of law. My law! I will not negotiate with some vampire.
I don't have the evidence.
Alright. Lord Wallace, clearly she is not as safe as you think if you've been infiltrated by a vampire. You've had missing people all over town for the past who knows how long. You've had murdered nobles. You've had... Even Cassius is gone. All you have left is Vanatula. Let us present our evidence and let us deal with it.
Neither council members.
Or we will walk away and you will all die.
Roll persuasion check.
Oh, 14.
I will allow you to present your evidence. Go ahead. What do you know then, deputy?
Bring Vanatula here while I present this evidence to you. We need her here.
Lady Tulip need to know, but this, she has been through an ordeal.
She has undermined your town and brought shame upon it.
I don't believe it.
There is a sex trade, a slave trade going on. Cassius was at the head of it.
Councilman,
some of the councilmen were on the ledgers, and Vanatulip was a major head of it. We need her here now. If you want to do justice, this is justice.
Yeah. Justice. Fine. Guardsmen, bring Vanatulip to the council chambers. And the guard says, yes, sir, and leaves. A little while later, he brings in Lady Tulip, and she comes up, and she's got her hands up. She's like, yes, Lord Wallace, what can I do for you, sir? I'm sorry, I'm a little bit under the weather with the attack I had last night. And he says, oh, Lady Tulip, you are simply here as a witness, I suppose. This man has something to say. Present your evidence, then.
I don't know why she's all stressed out. She was sleeping the whole time.
Yeah.
Lord Wallace, Lord Wallace, who's your most trusted aide at the moment?
He looks around, he's like, why?
Cassius told you things that you could not see. I need someone who can be your eyes, that you trust.
That would be Vanna Tulip at this point.
Not
Cassius.
Obviously
gone.
Not.
But not Vanna Tulip.
Yeah.
I don't know what game you're playing, but sure. Lady,
Stark.
Feymore. Sorry, no, it has to be some sort of flower or something. Lady Donghui. No.
Rosehip?
Yeah. Lady Rosehip, you will come. Why do I need her beside me?
Belren, show him the ledger.
So I'll hand him over the ledger. And be like, look at all of these names here.
These are transactions from people sold.
Well, you see Lady Tulip's demeanor sort of change. She's like, oh, sir, I'm feeling quite under the weather. Perhaps, I think I might...
Silence!
I should probably leave. Oh, I will have order here. Now, Lady, what the fuck did I call
Rose it? Rosehip.
Lady Rosehip, would you read this ledger that they have? She's like, oh. She examines it in Belring's hand. She's like, she looks up to the Lord. It seems legitimate. It seems that Lord Cassius was running an awful ring sex trade through his basement, and they were using the money for something. I don't know. Why would they send it to the Underdark? He's like, oh, explain this to me. Someone explain this to me.
You two found the information. I didn't really...
Okay. Within that ledger, you will find all the names of everyone who's guilty of a part of this trade. All the...
One moment. Lord Rosehip, are there any Wallisians, any lords or ladies in that list? And then Lady Rosehip says, why, yes, Council. Yes. Yes, Lord Wallace. Seems every... name of all the nobles who have been killed. And then the whole council goes, oh! And then she says, including Vanna Tulip. And she points at Vanna Tulip, who's like, oh, I must go. Lord Wallace, I should go. And Lord Wallace just looking like, Vanna Tulip, you have been like a daughter to me. Lord Wallace, please, I was forced to help them. Who are them?
The Silver Eye Cult.
It's like, Silver Eye Cult.
Oh, wait, I didn't get thrown away.
Hmm? As I didn't get thrown away. Yeah, you spoke at a good time. What is the Silver Eye Cult?
A league of assassins that are aiding dragons.
Well, then you don't remember. Okay.
That's the whole thing.
Well, yeah, it's like it's an underground cult of some kind. You don't know all the details.
Okay.
You really
it's
don't.
It's an underground cult from the Netherdark.
Underdark.
Underground cult from the Underdark. They are a league of assassins.
Oh my gosh. This is so funny. From the... From Underdark. Okay.
They are an underground cult from the Underdark. They are a league of assassins.
I don't understand, though, but...
It's led by who?
It's led by...
Zebanox, okay.
It is led by Zebanox.
Zebanox. I've never heard of the name, but it doesn't make any sense. I saw the vampire!
They have been setting up this crime scenes to look like there is a vampire. Let alone that, well, they did not know there was a real vampire.
How do you not know that they weren't killed by the vampire? Did you see the assassin kill them?
This is why we have the assassin within our hands. We caught her red-handed about to assassinate Vanna Tulip in the same way.
Lady Rosehip says, there's more in this ledger as well that this ranger gave me. It says that... Yes, it seems that Lord Cassius sentenced them all to die, for they were losing favor with this Silver Eye cult. That includes Vanna Tulip. That would be why the assassin was trying to kill her. Lord Wallace, I think it all adds up. Lord Wallace, and he looks over and he goes, he can't see her because he's blind. He's like, Vanna Tulip. She's like, please, Lord Wallace. He's like, guardsmen, execute her. Ventrilo's, no, no, please, please. And then the guardsman's just like, sir, she's a lady. No lady or lord has ever been executed in the history of Wallace. He's like, you will do it. You will do what I say. He's like, okay.
Wouldn't she stand trial first?
This was her trial. The evidence is clear that you have presented. Bring her forward. He says, don't worry, guardsman. You will not be performing the execution. You are the deputies to this town. Little did we know that Captain Mayquill would be out of commission. Therefore, as deputies, you're the highest ranking officers currently in Wallace. One of you will perform the execution. Make it quick. Do not let the girl suffer, he says as he leans back and the guardsman pushes her down. He's like, no, please, please. I didn't want to work with them anymore, Lord Wallace. I didn't want to work with them anymore. That's why I was trying to leave. He says, silence. Die with dignity, girl.
Should we find out what she knows? Who wants to speak up?
Well,
killing her right now would not benefit anything.
Listen to you. I trusted you. Now I need to know where your loyalties lie. And if she has betrayed Wallace, then she will die.
It's not a matter of loyalty. If we want to solve this problem and keep them from coming back to your town, Lord Wallace, let us investigate further, see if Vanatulip's telling the truth, and we'll rid you of this problem.
You two both do persuasions.
14.
Has to be at least a 19.
18.
No. If you want me to trust you further and allow you to investigate, you will take out this cancer that has grown in my council.
Please, please, I'll tell you everything. I don't know much. I was just the middle person. Please, please. I didn't know those girls. It didn't matter. They were sullied from the lower district. Nobody cares about them.
Hey, I'm from the lower district. You saying you don't care about me? As he pulls out his dagger.
What? Lord Wallace, you're not going to let the sullied in this chamber kill me, are you?
I grow impatient. Kill her now. We have very little time.
We can't persuade again, so it doesn't matter.
I'm going to roll a persuasion. Although he's a little pissed off now.
The one thing I can promise you guys is you literally, as she just, I just said it, like, you're not going to get any more information out of her. She literally, you know everything.
She'll piss you off if you want to just kill her, you can kill her.
Like shut Cedric her up
with, a, with an arrow.
They probably.
We won't kill her.
Climb
I won't kill her.
Slit her throat or something.
Then do it.
Then do it. Like, I don't care. It's
do
just,
I have to roll for
one that? Of you just had to decide who was going to do it. I grow impatient.
I'll just stand in front of her and say I refuse.
She's like, oh, Wallace.
She's looking at Cedric's dagger, and she looks up. She's like, "Please,
and then... I can make it better. I can."
And blood starts pouring onto the council room floor.
You are definitely getting away with murdering people in town.
And she clumps over and falls over, and blood just starts pooling all around her body.
Still counts.
Savannah Tulip is killed. And Lady Rosehip, everybody's quiet for a moment, and the council members are all just sort of quiet because they've never seen anything like this firsthand. There's like,
I said, it's just
Lord Wallace is like, now, you presented evidence and you persuaded me. I will not remove your status as the town's deputies. But we have but mere hours before he expects us to be out there with that girl. What exactly would you have me do? Give up this woman? So she is the assassin, you say. She is the one who killed all of my nobles.
Under Silver Cult control, yes.
Well, that doesn't really matter, does it? She killed my people. She shouldn't have listened to those Silver Eye cultists. It's her fault for being inundated with their indoctrination.
She had no choice. She was being controlled.
So now you're saying I shouldn't give this girl up, that she's innocent. I've given you an impossible situation.
Yeah.
You gotta decide what you do.
As the ranking officers in town, let us take custody of her, and we will deal with this vampire problem that you have. We will meet him there tonight, and we will solve the issue.
He leans back. Lady Rosehip gives the ledger back to Belrune. Cedric is just cleaning off his knife, like Arya Stark. Michael's like, I don't watch Game of Thrones, I don't care.
Oh, that's what you're talking
about?
Yeah,
we're talking about Game of Thrones. Yeah. So, and then he says, so be it. She's in the stockades below. If you do not have a solution that's workable by 10 p.m., then I am going to order all of my guards to prepare for war. We will hunt down the beast, and we will kill it. And I will avenge my son.
Okay. Aerithel's going to ask Lord Wallace, Lord Wallace, do you have a personal library of any resources and information about vampires?
You have the ancient texts in my personal library. You can use them at will.
Okay.
Go. Guardsmen, you'll let the deputies have free rein over the town hall. Go ahead.
Just for the fuck of it, I would go with Aerithel. Cedric's kind of bored. So okay. I'll go read some books.
Well, it's if that's where you're going, so what would you all like to do now?
You got
two locations you can go to.
Do you guys want to collect?
There's also places around town that you can
go to.
There's
two locations in Town Hall. What's the other location? The Stockades?
It's Library Stockades.
Okay.
Stockades is where she is.
She's
another prisoner.
Right now. We don't need her right now. We need to grab her and carry her around right now. We'll be back for her.
Okay.
What would a Belrune want to do?
I don't know what he would want to do in this situation, like, realistically. She's not going to go to the library, read.
Would you go to the library?
Yeah, I'll go help him research.
Okay.
I guess I'm going to go to the library.
You don't have to. It might be better if you prepare.
Yeah, maybe you should go somewhere in town. There's a potions vendor. There's different things in town you can do. I have them listed there. This is a wishing fountain. There's a fortune teller. There's a general store.
Go to the fortune teller.
You should go to the fortune teller.
So, you all have hours to do whatever you want. So
okay, well, first I'll go to the library.
Okay.
I'll just take a look around.
So, I'll say you all go to the library first. It's a very large library that's right next to to Lord Wallace's bedchambers. There's tons of texts there. Some of them look like they're possibly thousands of years old. There's a steward in there who's in the process of rewriting them into another novella. And there's several pictures on the walls and everything. So you go into the library. You're all in the library now.
I'm going to ask the steward, where does Lord Wallace keep his personal collection on vampires and how to deal with them?
Yes, of course. The vampirism novellas, they are the second bookshelf to the right. Points. You go up there and you see there's tons of different fiction and non-fiction novels about vampires.
I was half expecting you to say, they're all
vampires. Every single one of these books.
They're the same
book?
He's
obsessed with them.
And you look, it's a large array. There's hundreds of different books on vampires.
Do any stand out in terms of the text or anything on the sides? Okay. 24.
You go through, you just start sort of skimming through all these different books and stuff, and one of them catches your eye. Most of them seem like they're more fiction. One of them is about some vampire that can, that glows in sunlight with crystals all over his skin and stuff. It's, like, really poorly written. It's, like, the worst book you've ever seen.
All right,
so then you go to, and then you find one book does point out, it's called Creatures of the Night. And Children of Levistus. Creatures of the Night, Children of Levistus. That's what this novel is called. And you start rolling through that novel. And while you're reading that, Cedric, what are you doing?
I would follow and then climb the bookshelves to...
You want to ask the steward where any porn is?
He's helping to investigate.
Of course. Oh, you're actually helping.
Yes.
Okay,
actually...
because you got scared.
Yeah, okay. He wants to know how to
does he do
what
Bell does? And Kylie goes...
Mm-hmm. He's already done that the second last episode.
And he's just kind of climbing, looking for something that
yep.
Which help him know how to kill a vampire or fight what he's getting himself into. 12.
12. You find pretty much the same sort of shitty novels that he found before. You find one which is like a children's book on vampires, and it says what not to do. And it says, if a vampire comes, hide in running water. And it says to make sure you eat lots of garlic, and then the vampire won't want to eat you. And just things like that. Okay? So...
After reading that, he'd immediately try to find some garlic.
Okay. So you see Cedric leaving as you're looking through his book. So Belrin, what are you doing in this library? Steward is there to answer any questions for people.
I have no questions for her. I'm just going to be browsing around. Maybe look for any books on... I actually want to look for any books on archery.
Oh, okay.
Why not?
Roll.
Nope, that's not mine. 15.
All right. You find a book, and it's actually about a bow called the Oath Bow. And you'd recognize this as that legendary bow that was sold to you by Morty in the shop and that you had, and everything that that bow does. And it just sort of makes you feel sad because you remember holding the bow and how good it felt, and then it turned out to be a stick.
And then I close the book out of depression, and I leave the library.
And you're leaving, and Cedric is too.
I'm going to walk up to Aerotol and ask if I have anything interesting.
I have this book about, what was it, Children of the Vistas?
The Vistas. Vampire mentioned that.
What?
Before killing Cassius, he told him that he'll be in hell with the Vistas, be the father of all vampires. So, seems like a good book.
So this would actually bring legitimacy to this book, that you probably find real information in this book that you can actually use, because you've confirmed that fact. Then, as you say that, and Aerotol's looking into the book, Phileas, you would notice a painting on the wall of Lord Wallace with his wife and his son. And looking at this beautiful mural, it's big, it's like 6 feet tall. It's up there on the wall. And there's just this candlelight flickering. You notice the flickering on the sun's face. The sun in the photo looks exactly like the vampire that attacked. You notice that. So let's roll to see what you get in the book. Natural one. You find no usable information in the book.
Hey, you want to give me that inspiration point?
You got to just ask me to look at it. I can't really find much in here.
Sure. I get that I'm pretty stupid right now.
You can literally find nothing in here.
I can't read words.
Well,
see.
Right. So it's an investigation, right? I'm investigating a book?
Sure.
Yep. What we're going for?
Well, history.
That's intellect.
The history check.
So you have +3 to it.
13.
Okay, so 16 total, or was it 13 total?
13 total.
Okay. You find that the story tells of connecting ancient legends of different vampire lore, and that it just tells a story of the archdevil, Levistus, who Asmodeus, the first archdevil, locked inside of a tomb of ice in one of the plains of hell, and that Levistus has stayed there forever, and that he still remains there. And that he birthed the first vampires long ago, and that one day he will return. The one thing you do learn is that there's a lot of stories about vampires. You can't believe them all the things that work and everything. But you do learn that a stake, it's worded very carefully, so it's in like a different language. It's like abyssal or something, which is the devil language. You know, there's some little fragments that are in the language you understand, like Elven and Common, but the one thing that you were able to make out is that a stake in the heart to its exposed heart would kill it.
So I am for him.
Yeah.
Well, that's
awesome. I couldn't read that book.
Don't know why. We didn't try again?
No, you don't get to try again.
Let's take it with us.
Yeah.
Maybe the others will find something.
Can I look at the bookshelf and see if there's any more about the Vista?
Okay. No, there isn't. There's nothing.
I saw the painting and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll point out to Aerotol and be like, that's weird.
What's weird?
That's Wallace and his son. His son looks an awful lot like the vampire.
You mean the son that he said was killed or taken by the vampire.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, I don't know much about that.
I'm not in the room.
talk to Wallace about this some more.
So we end that scene with you guys just sort of staring at that painting with the flickering candle over the
sun's. I was
going to
say, we'll probably make our way out, but we'll take the book with us.
The sun's face, you grab onto the book and bring it with you. And the steward says,
The Lord didn't say you could take any books with you. He said you could look at them.
We're deputies.
Pardon?
We're deputies.
Oh, I guess so.
We need this.
Okay, fine, you can have the book.
Sorry.
And you head out, and now all of you, what would you like to do before this happens?
So, I'll get my fortune told, just for fun.
Damn it, that's where I was gonna go.
You come, Bella.
Let me... You walk out into the town, there's
He left before I did, so you get first dibs.
Those are several different stands with, you know, they sell fruits and stuff. Most of them have shut down, though, the people who run them. But the fortune teller is still there.
Yes.
It is an elderly lady who's just sitting in front of a crystal ball, the most generic sort of gypsy fortune teller you could think of. She's got a long, elongated nose. It's an older woman, and she's wearing a shining violet robes. She's like, come.
Yes.
What have we here? You come to have your fortune told?
You know what? Yes.
Oh.
Let's just see what I have.
Well then. Pay up, she says.
How much?
And she pulls a string and this price sign just sort of falls.
That would be 100 gold pieces.
Oh, I'm going to do it.
Okay.
I'm going to give her 100 gold pieces.
It is expensive, I know, but I can only tell one fortune a day.
Per person or total?
Total.
I didn't make the rules.
You've already had enough visions. Let him have some more
visions. She sucks at fortune telling, then.
Well, you can ask her if she can tell your fortune, too.
I'm going to go there. I'm not there yet.
No, you're there. You arrived
first.
Okay.
He's in there first, before I get there.
Yeah,
will
private.
You pay up, then?
Yep, I'll hand her over
the
100 gold.
She takes 100 gold. Thank you.
And you see her just wave her hands like this, and the crystal ball lights up. Have a seat.
Sit.
You sit. And you just stare into the ball.
Now tell me, would you like to learn of the past? Learn of the present? Or the future?
I need the future.
Future. So shall it be.
And she says, stare into the crystal ball. There's this wave of energy coming out of the crystal ball. You stare into the ball.
Oh, sorry, yes, I stare into the ball. I'm getting ready to write down.
And as you stare into the ball, she also stares and her eyes sort of glow.
I see a path you are to walk. A place. I see men made of stone, larger than cities, looking down upon you. I see you passing into the Valley of the Gods. I see you in shadow, an arrow in the dark. It pierces the heart.
And she waves her arms. Well, thank you.
Whoa. You don't have any other information about that.
I am afraid that I can only see what the crystal ball shows me.
And she picks up the ball and puts it into a small sack. And she starts folding up her table and putting it into a big, large sack as well. And Phileas walks up.
Oh!
Sorry, we are closed.
You're closed? Why?
I'm afraid we've already had the fortune for today. The power of the crystal ball only works once every day.
So there's no way to do it another way?
I am afraid that would be impossible. But, cheerio. Good day.
She's getting her shit ready, and she's like, could you get up, please, to Bella?
Can I persuade her?
I need my chair. I can't...
Yeah, never mind.
I can't change the fact the crystal ball only works once. She sort of looked, sure, I could do your fortune. Sure. Come, sit.
Good luck.
And Bellring gets up. She sets up her table again and puts down the crystal ball. 100 gold pieces.
I'm a deputy.
That means nothing to me. Please. 100 gold pieces for your fortune.
No, you have a good day.
She's going, bibbidi bobbidi boo. And she just packs up her stuff then and leaves. And you two are left there standing. And Bellring, would you like to share your fortune?
Actually.
What did she say?
Jasha didn't say anything.
Nothing at all.
Nope, I accidentally walked in there. You know me, I don't believe in fortune tellers.
But she said she just finished her fortune.
My fortune? It wasn't
That's
mine.
What she said.
It wasn't mine. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, there you go, he's lying to you. Okay, what does Cedric do?
Darn, you know what I know when you lie.
I'm assuming he would have found garlic and he's just eating it by the clothes. Just
Cedric, you two would then see Cedric stepping out of the general store where he's just eating garlic straight. With a big bandage, cartoonish bandage on his head still. The huge lump was. And he's just eating garlic.
Darwin's going to look at him and go, you know that doesn't work, right? Like garlic repels them.
Garlic doesn't even do that.
Garlic doesn't even do that. This guy knows.
But it is a book.
Yeah.
You read a make-believe book. Things that are suspicions, not fact.
No, just keep eating
garlic. He just keeps eating garlic. And what's Aerodol doing?
He's gonna leave the town hall as well, and he'll see the other guys. He'll walk up and be like, "Hey guys, we found this book. I can't read anything because I'm stupid, but Phileas found out that there's something about a stake and a heart, but we can't force it."
I read they don't like garlic.
Yeah, I saw what you had there. That was a children's book. But, I don't know if you guys want to take a look through this book and see if you can find anything.
Sure, I'll take it. I'll look into it. I'll investigate the book.
You're going to investigate the book?
I'll skim over
it. You two just both sort of look at the book. Yeah, roll. That's be 19.
It's 12.
What are we rolling?
Intelligence.
Natural 20. What the
yes!
fuck?
Never mind.
What the fuck?
Not even gonna worry.
How would Cedric...
I don't care! This is why I took the book! Fuck you!
You just like open the book and you're like, oh, I get all of this.
I kind of picture it like you looking through the
Maybe
book.
Maybe the garlic had like... something in it. And like, what's that?
And then just happened to find something important.
So, Cedric, while you're chomping down on this piece of garlic, this is the main things that you read. Okay? But read it as if you're reading it out of the text. Okay? This one here, this one weakness here, forbiddance, that's my doesn't apply to my vampires. It doesn't make sense. I don't like that magical shit. Yep.
How far? Just that?
Just that whole thing. But read it as if it's in the book. You're just sitting there chomping on a piece of garlic. You're like, yep. So Bellrin goes,
no, not good.
And then Cedric, with a natural 20, somehow.
Let me see that there. Armed by running water. It says that in my book, too. So it's
the garlic must be right.
The vampire takes the harm by running water. The stake to the heart. Yes. And they don't like sunlight. That's about They don't like sunlight and running water, for whatever reason.
Okay, I'm glad. I'm glad you could make something out of the book. For some reason, I couldn't. Yeah.
Running water. Why does it have to be running water?
It's an old folk tale about vampires.
Children's book.
As you continue to eat the garlic, I'm guessing?
Yep. Sure you don't want some?
Pretty sure it didn't say anything about garlic there either.
But it did not say anything about garlic.
I mean...
He's right. He got you there.
So persuading.
Now, what would you guys like to do? What's your plan of action?
Okay. Would then look at everybody. Like, there's something else we need to talk about.
That's a lot of talking we're doing.
Which is?
You won't seem to have issues.
I have a feeling that the vampire is actually Wallace's son.
And why do you think that?
There was a painting in the library of him and his son and their wife and his wife. And the son and the vampire look the exact same.
Still a kid.
I guess it's possible.
I don't think he was a kid. I think it,
wasn't. Did he die? Okay.
He's getting his son. I don't think he actually said.
Because yeah, that's because what I wanted.
It's possible that it could be his son. I mean, no one really knows what happened to him. Everybody knows he got attacked by a vampire.
And he's been so defensive up there. But why would he want to kill his own son?
Maybe he doesn't know.
Did the book say anything about origins?
You know what? Cedric rolled such a high thing. I'm going to say that he learned that...
Not necessarily of the current vampire, but just... Origins. Since it had that name, the one that starts with Al.
Levistus?
Yeah, Levistus.
Well, I already mentioned that the story is that Levistus...
Yeah, I got that information.
He got that information, that Levistus is the father of vampires. Basically, vampires were created by one of the archdevils of hell. But do you want to know about like how people become vampires?
Mm-hmm.
Is that it? Yeah, definitely Cedric would have read that too. The only way for a vampire to infect somebody is to want to make them become a vampire as well. Vampires can't accidentally turn somebody into a vampire. It's like some sort of ritual where they want to turn them into a vampire. It's a different type of bite. And it's an excruciating process, and people would not normally want to do it willingly.
So I relay that.
Yep.
Question is, should we inform Wallace of our suspicion?
Are we going to fight the vampire?
That is our next question. Do we fight it, or...
Do we give up?
Now that we know the weakness, we could kill it. Yes.
You guys can prepare. You have a little bit of time here. You can set up traps.
There is a well here, which is...
You know, you also have the unique knowledge of knowing exactly where he's going to be at midnight.
Exactly.
He's going to be here at midnight. I gave you... There's tons of different things you could do, and I just want to see how you do it. I'm good with whatever you want
with. The information that we have learned, I feel we have a good chance against the vampire.
Are we keeping the girl alive?
We could use her as bait.
Then we wouldn't need to kill him.
We can try and negotiate with the vampire, using the girl. But...
For what?
I guess we don't need to use the girl, do
we? There's nothing we need from him.
Maybe then he'll become the protector of the town instead of the killer. If Wallace knows that it's his son.
He won't believe just words.
That's why we should talk.
You'd have to, he's blind.
I was going to say, you can't show him, hey, look,
and
this is your
show
son.
Him.
Then you have to talk to the vampire first. And if it doesn't go well, then we kill it, and then we win. Either way.
Or it kills us. Did you see what it did to you?
We didn't have the upper hand before. But I had mere mercenaries.
But you think the four of us will stop a vampire?
I believe we stand a pretty good chance.
You were good, but, you know. Just points to your wounds, but...
They're healed, though.
Scars. More scars.
I'm not naked. You can't see them.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not convinced I want to fight a vampire.
I know, I'm not really...
Okay, I'm all for using the girl as a bait. As bait.
Just like when we use in, oh, God, what was that town?
Oh.
Wow, so the only two that were there, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't know that.
We could use the girl as bait like we did in Preston.
That's what we just said.
I know. But I'm saying, like, in Preston. Remember Preston?
Yes, we're good.
We're the only ones that remember that were there.
Yes, actually, that's true. It's true.
What happened in Preston?
Whole shitstorm, don't you?
There was a demon, bat thing, and, well, we had bait, and Everyone survived, except for the demon.
I mean, by everybody, we're still the only two still here. I mean, the companions aren't, but, you know.
This is before our
But they didn't die in Preston. They died afterwards.
What?
Don't worry about it.
I'm just a replacement?
No. You're...
Yeah, one of your lives. I mean, you may have been a paladin. Really shitty one.
Paladin? Nah. I'd never be that stupid.
Okay, so, right. Long story short.
I think we should just go with using her as bait and...
Using her as bait, talking to him.
You're the only one that's seeing him. Mm-hmm. Talk to him. So you're going to be the one that has to... Mm-hmm.
So trying to get him to, to work with us? Or, are we...
Trying to convince him that she would be in control, she doesn't know what she was doing. See if he understands, and if we have to, we fight him. Trying to get information from him about being Wallace's son. And if it doesn't work, then we kill him. If we kill him, we don't have to mention anything to Wallace about it being his son. As far as he's concerned, his son's dead.
I'm just trying to figure out what... our endgame is.
I just don't know if...
You guys want to get the Thorner on. You can't until this situation's dealt with. That's really all.
I don't, if we do end up killing the vampire, someone's going to see it and be like, that's Lord Wolf's son. And then they're just going to be like, they killed his son! And then there's going to be a revolt, and everyone's going to fucking hate us.
These are the things that we don't know
it's the son. Let me just ask this.
Hours pass, and you guys are arguing.
If you kill this vampire, we don't know, if his body stays, doesn't disappear, or anything. So, if we could kill him, what if he turns to dust? There's no proof that we've killed him.
Is the town... how much water is around the town?
It's literally a harbor town, so just down, you'd get to the harbor, and there's tons
there's
of
a well yeah, right here. Wishing fountain.
Yeah, how far down?
The slums.
Oh, it's in the slums, yeah, it's far.
Okay.
Why?
If we were to
Do
fight...
Do we want to discuss this idea without him for a minute?
No,
who cares if I hear?
Who cares?
I don't care what you guys do.
We have to meet him here. But if we were to fight him, it's best to fight him by the harbor.
A well
is useless. It's useless.
Not for...
Yeah, it is.
But how are you going to get him to the harbor, though?
Use the girl as bait, but we'll see if he flips out and kills everyone because we're not here.
I could be here. I'll bring him down to the harbor.
The three of us could have her at the harbor, and you were there.
I'll go there, and I'll go to the harbor with
him. Yeah, let's hope he doesn't destroy your face again.
That's...
I'm the only one knows him, so...
Yeah.
You could say for our safety, we want to meet by the harbor, or something like that.
We don't need the village to see this.
Okay. But you're going to have to...
Persuade him,
but not be so aggressive with your persuasion as you usually would. You'd pretty much have to be like, please just listen to me. It seems like you have a sense of reasoning.
I'm just keeping this in character. I don't care.
What if you grab the picture from the library?
How big is it?
It's only like six. But it's a painting. It's not that heavy.
It's a painting.
But you could be because
there could be other photos. There are smaller photos of him everywhere.
I could use it for him.
The man loved his son, and his wife is long dead. He has no other children.
I could pull up and say, do we really want Lord Wallace to know the truth?
You could put Lord Wallace into robes and be
You know what? Yeah, let's use her as bait, not necessarily give her up right away. You will do your best persuading and hopefully not die. And we will all wait by the harbor and then play it out like that.
Hope for the best.
Yes.
I don't really like this plan too much.
Pitcher, I was going to get Pitcher.
Well, you could ask the steward, because the steward would know. Steward's someone random who wouldn't say anything to anyone else, so we would still keep the element of surprise.
And your deputy, he already established as a steward, you can take whatever you want.
the steward's
worked out. Look at that. You guys made a plan. A
proper plan.
Proper plan for the first time. Is there anything you want to do to prepare for this?
Yes.
Just quickly, we're just going to montage it.
Okay, I'm going to go and talk to the stewardess person.
Okay, you talk to the steward, he says, oh, hi, what are you looking for? And you see a smaller photo of of Lord Wallace's son on the wall.
How big is the photo?
It's okay. Small.
I was wondering if I could take that photo.
You're the deputy, as the wizard had established. I wouldn't argue.
How long have you been here?
Why, I've worked for Lord Wallace for 125 years.
So you would have known his son?
Yes, yes. Poor boy. What a tragedy that was.
So, what exactly happened?
My Lord Wallace told you, you know? Yes. He's the only one who would know. He was the only one around when it happened.
What was his son's name?
Vezrin.
Vezrin?
Vezrin.
Vezrin.
Yes. Yes, yes. Poor Lord Vezrin. It was a tragedy, but he was always an odd boy anyway. You know, always playing and out in the in that cave.
What cave?
Well, the cave just outside of town.
Can you tell me where? I'm pulling out a map. I'm holding up to.
What, the cave? It's rather nothing. I mean, the. I guess so. You should watch out, though. Rumors has that there's monsters in there, you know, spiders and wolves and such.
Sure, nothing I haven't seen before.
He points out the cave, and he says, yes, the boy was obsessed with that cave. Around the time right before he died, he said he had a friend there. And then, well,
do you know what his
soon it happened, you know. The attack on Lord Wallace and his son. And Lord Wallace said he was just coming out onto the balcony to look over the cityscape when he saw his son with the monstrosity, and then his son died, and the thing attacked him, which left him blind.
Okay. Yes. Thank you very much.
No problem. Steward, as I said earlier, he'll answer any of your questions. I'm saying that for a reason. Okay. So, what do you want to do?
I'll walk out.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to these guys. Tell them the name, Vezrin, and how there is a cave that he liked a lot. And he had a friend there.
You guys can do whatever you want with that information.
Do you know who the friend was?
I did ask. I asked what the name was.
It's true, you did.
I did ask what the friend's name was.
Oh, sorry. Oh, you're back. Yes. Yes. You have another question.
Apparently, I asked earlier. You never answered it. My question. What was? Do you know anything about the friend?
Friend. Oh, of Lord Vezrin.
Yes.
It was a make-believe friend.
What was
Nobody
his name?
Actually believed it. What was the name? I do not know. Nobody knew. We just knew he'd go out there and he said, "Oh, I was playing with my friend." And then as a boy, and then as he grew up, once he became a man, he still would go out to that cave.
And you still
Nobody was... ever really spoke about it. You know, the boy did lose his mother at a young age, and we never thought that, you know, it was strange.
Oh, thank you. Sure. There's no information about the friend.
Oh, okay.
Do we wish to invest? How much more time do we have until midnight?
You guys spoke for hours there. Okay, so you guys literally have like an hour.
Cool.
So we're late
for... I was going to throw a gold coin in the wishing fountain.
A gold coin?
Yeah.
And, well, it's called a wishing fountain. Did you wish for something?
Yeah.
Okay.
To not die today.
And you noticed that when you threw the gold coin in, there was like a little... like a movement in the water.
Huh. And then he's gonna wander off to get Violet and prepare.
And you don't want to investigate it?
Sure. I don't know. It's a ripple.
There's a ripple in the water.
Would I just sense magic from that or something? Would I sense something weird? Well.
No. You'd just sense that it's just like, it was just very obvious. You know what? We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
That's good.
I was going to say, because he wouldn't really look.
No, he's just like,
There's no reason that I'd just go and, if that were the case, I'd fucking detect magic on every fucking step I take.
Yeah, exactly. So, anything else anybody wants to do?
I'll follow suit. I'll throw a coin in the wishing fountain.
What do you wish for?
Insight of my future.
And you get nothing.
Fine, I wish for not to die by my friend's hand.
You hear nothing. Okay, so what else would everybody like? Oh, what are you doing to prepare? You got 1 hour now.
So
go get the girl. You guys go down there. I'll wait here.
Yeah, but what are you gonna? So okay.
You go inside. Lord Wallace is there. He's not up on his stool. He's instead he's standing there and he's surrounded by a regiment of guards. And he's like, so will my gods be preparing for war or not?
No.
What is your plan?
Secret.
What have you learned?
We've learned all the weaknesses of vampires.
Yes, I heard you took a book from my library, which is fine, but I also heard you took one of my son's paintings. It's a rather odd thing to do.
It was a nice painting.
It was a nice...
should be like, how would you know you couldn't see?
You heard.
Either way, fine. I assume that you were just trying to lure the vampire in with one of his previous victims, perhaps. But either way, whatever you're going to do, if it means saving this town, I'll trust you. You seem to look like you have a plan, even though it's secret.
Who is he looking at?
He's looking at a wall. Secret. Anyways, God, and he's pointing at a wall. God, I want to, some of you out there, you should hide yourselves. Stealth about.
No.
And get your crossbows ready in case things go awry.
This will not be a good idea.
You expect me to sit by while this thing possibly ravages my town?
If you send out guards, he will think that we are ready to fight, and therefore he will kill everybody in your town.
My guards will stay at their watch posts, as they always have. He never said we couldn't. If they see anything wrong, I'm sending out the cavalry. Do you understand me? And they will kill everything in their path.
I doubt they will kill him. He is quick.
We'll see. He says, go about your business. We've already brought the prisoner up. And he brings forth, and there's Violet there, and she's all tied up. She's looking rather sour. Have you come to execute me?
No. We're going to use you as bait.
What?
Cedric, it was supposed to be a secret.
And Lord Wallace grabs her by the hair, and he goes, and he pushes her towards the wall. She's under your custody now, he says to the wall. And she's like, and then she just sort of walks over to Cedric.
Okay, so then we take position, I guess?
Yep, do what you
do. Go to the harbor and David waits for...
Where's the girl? We should have the girl posted.
Okay, you guys get into... Amon is staying with the princess still in the tavern. Go to the harbor, and at this point, it is around... It's 11:59. Phileas are standing in the town square by yourself. There's only two guards up on the guard towers next to the town hall. The bell tower then rings. Midnight. It's dead quiet. There's a cool breeze. And then floating in the sky, you see the flapping of wings. And a bat lands.
Okay. I can imagine doing that.
And a small bat then lands on the top of the fountain and is just looking at you. And then the bat floats up in the air, spins around, lands about 20 feet ahead of you, and then you just see it morph, almost like a druid transformation, into the humanoid figure, the vampire before you. He's well groomed now and very cleaned up, no more blood all over his body, and he's just coldly staring at you as he walks towards you slowly.
I should get a token out for him. Here he is.
Where are you, Phileas?
Right where I am.
You're there?
Okay.
He's about there, and he's walking towards you.
We have followed through with what you wish.
Is that so?
And then he stops and he looks around. He looks at the fountain. And he looks around this way and he says,
last I checked, you had the drow. I could smell her. Where is she?
We have moved her to a more secure place for this exchange.
And his head
jerks quickly and looks at you and he says, I was clear with my instructions.
But listen.
He's walking towards you.
Very clear.
We don't need the town to see the death of this girl. They've already been through enough.
He steps again.
Vezrin, stop.
He sort of stops for a moment.
Do you really want this town to know who you really are? It'd
you
probably
see, the
be
bottom
better.
Of his mouth almost like shakes a little bit. Like a little bit. You've startled him. You could tell, even though he's cold-faced. He's just like, how did you know that name?
Everybody knows the name of Lord Wallace's son.
Well, you say none of them know of this. I let you go before because I could smell death had already taken you.
Perhaps I won't do that again.
We're not here to fight.
Now he's directly in front of you, and his claws are starting to come out of his right hand. These long, elongated, blue, glowing claws. You're not rolling.
What you usually say roll for persuasion or whatever.
I know.
You know I'm trying to persuade him, and you're... Vezrin, please. If you wish to keep your secret... We're going down to the harbor. My comrades have her down there, where we can do the exchange in a more private setting. Nobody needs to see her die, and nobody needs to know who you are.
He's looking at you, and he's thinking about it. From the top of the guard tower to your right side behind you, you can hear the shaking rattle of a crossbow. As one of the guardsmen is frightened, and he's pointing the crossbow towards the vampire. And he's about to fire the crossbow.
I suggest we move now.
Roll persuasion. Sorry, you know what? To persuade him to leave when he gave you specific instructions, you have to get at least 15. And if you fail, he's going to start killing motherfuckers. What is it?
17.
17.
Oh, what's your alignment?
Neutral good.
Oh, you're fucked.
You see the claws sort of retract. He says, if you're lying to me, Druid, I'll kill you slowly, and then I'll go to that orphanage, and I'll kill every single one of those children. Do you want to say anything?
You want to say anything, David?
Fire! Faith! And then he just sort of steps back.
I'll keep my mouth shut for now.
He's waiting for you to lead. His arms go behind his back. And you two walk, and you're walking through the streets, and there's several people in their homes. They just sort of look out there, and they're all running into their homes, and the vampire's just walking with his arms behind his back, and he's like, it's been so many years since I walked the streets like this. It almost feels normal, if not for the frightful looks I get from these people. You guys fucked me over. I never expected you to go to the harbor. I don't have a map.
Oh, that's fine.
But if you end this, if you end this diplomatically, you wouldn't need to fight him. It looks like you're.
This is the water. This is the dock.
Right? Yeah, okay. Just pretend.
Yeah, this is. Are you guys?
They're at the water.
And he says, "It's been so many years since I walked the streets."
Why is it you left to begin with?
I left because they could not accept me for who I was and who I was meant to be.
Which was a vampire.
Yes. I joined a coven. But I'm all that's left now. I've been looking after my town from the outskirts. I knew I could never return. For my father would only see me as a monster. He already had his heart broken. I didn't want to break it again. You can do that.
You know, you could just... Are you going to continue protecting the town?
Wallace is my home. I will always protect it from those who dare to usurp my father. If you noticed, I only attacked you when you attacked me first, Druid.
I did notice.
But if I find that your death will only push me towards the goal of protecting my father and what he knows, then I will not hesitate to cut your throat.
So you don't want anybody to know of your existence?
No one ever will know who I really am. Remember that. You walk forward, so you guys are...
The girl you wish to kill has done nothing to you that, while in sound mind.
I would rather walk in silence from now on. You will not persuade me. And you two end up at the dock. Where are you guys?
We're at the dock.
Yeah, but like, what have you done to set up? Is she just sitting there?
Yeah.
Are you guys on one?
Well, she's still tied up and all that kind of stuff.
Long,
so she's not making anywhere.
Yeah, you guys are at the docks there. More people are looking out and they're like, oh, and they're all going inside. And you guys see this vampire. First time you guys have seen it walking beside Phileas. He's very, very tall, youthful, elven with slicked back white hair and glowing blue eyes. He's there now, looking upon you guys. What do you do?
Wait, before you get there. Oh, motherfucker.
You have your weapons drawn.
No.
Well, you won't answer for them. Do you have your weapons drawn? What does Belrin think of this
situation?
I don't
have it drawn, but I have it in my hand.
Yeah. Okay. By preparing, I'm gonna cast a spell called Leomud's Tiny Hut.
Excuse me? What the fuck did you just say?
Leomud's Tiny Hut.
What the fuck is that?
Oh my.
It will create a 10-foot radius, a mobile dome of force. It holds 9 medium creatures. It blocks magic and any other force from coming. It's basically invulnerable for a full 8 hours. Nothing can get in. The people that started inside it can leave freely and come back in.
So basically the vampire's trapped in there for...
No.
No,
I meant...
Did you do it before?
Before we
so
got there.
So I can't enter it because I didn't start inside it.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So what is it? Can I see the... I need to see the wording of the spell before reasons.
Yeah, I know.
So if shit goes down, we just watch you get slaughtered.
I walk out and then I come back.
He had it ready already. He said sorry.
Right here.
It looks like you're gonna end this diplomatically, so we'll see.
Depends if someone's a girl or not. We need to make a decision then.
Radius hemisphere.
Pretty sure everyone but us would give up the girl.
10-foot radius.
Well, I mean, maybe you, maybe me, depending on how things play out. But they'd give him up.
Yeah.
He wants to kill her.
Yeah. Whatever happens.
The vampire never...
You're the only person that wants to save people, and I wouldn't necessarily give her up right away, depending on what happens, because she saved me.
And I know David. No, I'm gonna save her.
I'm gonna protect her.
I'm gonna fireball. I know you are.
I have to.
Fireball to the face. Vine whip.
It's a pock, but it's transparent and stuff. So like, what color?
From inside.
Yeah, what color is it? What do you mean from inside? No, from outside.
It's transparent from the inside.
No, but it's
opaque
still...
from the outside.
Yeah, so it's like a solid color to me. So what color?
The typical, like,
magical,
like, so, gray, blue.
So Phileas and I don't see you inside. All we see is a magical dome, is what you're saying. Okay. So we see this magical dome in front of us, and the vampire looks over at Phileas and says, some sort of spell.
They're supposed to be here.
Is this supposed to be a trap?
No, they're supposed to be here.
And his claws begin to elongate.
Eritol?
No, you guys can walk out and come back in. It's just there right now.
Eritol? Baron?
Cedric will just kind of like poke his face out a little bit and be like,
what the? What are you doing in there?
Being safe from the vampire.
Cedric, do a wisdom saving throw.
Because you're scared.
No. Wisdom saving throw of 17.
What the fuck?
Nope. You are now charmed. It couldn't go through.
No, it can't go through.
No, but his head just got poked out, didn't it?
Oh, god damn it!
So, the vampire targets one humanoid. It can see within 30 feet of it.
That's not very diplomatic.
If the target can see the vampire... No, it's not command. I'm not commanding you. If you can see the vampire, which you can now... The target must succeed on a DC 17 wisdom saving throw against the magic or be charmed by the vampire. The charmed target regards the vampire as a trusted friend and to be heeded and protected. Although the target isn't under the vampire's control, it takes the vampire's requests or actions in the most favorable way it can. And it is willing... So these guys are still your friends, but the vampire's your best friend. You are also now a willing target for my vampire bite. You're willing to... Yeah, sure, no problem.
Cedric, and then you poke your head out and you say that, and then the vampire says, come here.
And he would follow.
And you see now Cedric has just left, and you see on the outside. The vampire then looks at you, and his claws are going long, and then he says, come here. Come here, child.
Cedric, are the rest of them in there?
Yeah.
He says, yeah, as Cedric then comes up into the vampire's grasp, and the vampire's holding
Cedric. Wait a minute, what level spell was that?
Him. What?
What level spell is that?
It's an ability the vampire uses. They don't really use spell levels here unless I'm casting a spell. It's not a spell.
So then I can counter it.
But you didn't. It's too late now. Cedric's already at me.
We can out.
He now, I'm just saying. You're so happy.
That if Cedric were to break free of this and realize that he was charmed by the vampire, he's attacking. Because he's going to be pissed off. He's invading my mind.
Yeah. You come close and you would see Phileas, Cedric, for whatever reason, you would have no idea why, is now standing right against the vampire. Like, and the vampire's holding him like this in his arms.
Okay, why instead of not attacking, why don't you guys say no, do something, like you could walk out? You don't know what's going on. Just walk out with the girl.
I would walk out.
Any inputs?
Fine.
A claw.
I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to tell you guys to come out. You guys are still in there. You're just
around.
I will
Cedric's
grab.
Throat. Okay, fine. Fuck whatever. Since no one wants to fucking do anything, I'm gonna grab the girl.
That's what I was just gonna say. That's what I was trying to say. No, but I'm gonna grab the girl, throw her out of the thing.
Oh, really?
Yes. I don't fucking care about this bitch anyway.
Yeah.
I'm gonna throw her out.
I can't do shit. I'm charmed.
And he's charmed. He's walking over to the damn vampire and be like, I'm just gonna step out and be like, you can stop right now.
And then he looks and he goes, excellent. And he retracts his claws. You, bring me the girl.
You do realize I'm like, I can't necessarily grab the girl.
Well, she's all tied up. She'll do whatever. She's like, oh, please.
I'm just, Cedric's kind of smart as you.
Besrin, you don't need to do this.
Why not?
She had no control over it.
And he looks at her and she is just frightened.
She doesn't even remember doing any of it.
What are you talking about? She murdered them for this Silver Eye cult.
She was being controlled by them with a magical collar. If my friend Eritol was here, he could tell you he investigated this collar. But I have no idea where he has gone.
No, he could answer too, because he lockpicked the collar.
Yeah.
And he got dragged into the Silver Eye thing. So if anyone were to answer.
Cedric also had a vision because of this collar.
Who is Cedric?
Your little parent friend there.
Oh. Yes. Stop them. Tell me. Is it true? And you would never lie to me.
Yeah. I had a vision and it was awful.
What does that have to do with the girl? What did the collar do?
The collar controlled her. Gave her no memory of anything that she did.
Roll persuasion. Of 19!
Would he have to persuade with his word, though, that he's under charm?
He's under charm, but he doesn't know about the magical effect it had on the girl. He unlocked the thing and saw a vision. He doesn't know about the magical effect it actually had on him. Natural 20!
Wow. Okay.
Leave it when you need it.
Besrin. For some reason, this, like, strong will guy's like, oh, okay!
Wow! He's like... And he looks over at the girl, and she sees how scared she is. And then he looks to you. He's like... And then he looks to Cedric. You're sure? This was a magical item that forced her against her will.
I'm not really sure of anything.
Okay, well, I'll walk out of the hut, effectively ending the hut. And I'll...
Valorant's there going... I kicked her out and I'm outside of it already?
Yeah. Well, you could have gone back in.
Well...
That's fine. I'll add in with saying I'm a wizard and I inspected the choker that was on her and it was enchanted.
And he looks down.
Wouldn't me rolling a 20 would have persuaded him?
David, I'm going to get to there. You're going to be his best friend now. Okay?
Aww.
So then he sits there and he's like... You can see this cold composure on this vampire suddenly, and you see his mouth just sort of move and stuff as he's looking at her, and you see like this inner battle inside of him where he's just like, he wants to kill her, but then vampires are very lawful, and says, if she was not aware of her own actions, then she is innocent. She looks up to you and says, so be it, Druid. And he looks at the girl and he says, you will leave Wallace. And if you ever step foot here ever again, you know the fate that will fall upon you. And Violet is just, okay.
Tomorrow she will be out of here completely. You will never see her again.
I trust you, Druid. You are a man of your word. And everything you've said, it turns out, seems to be true. I'm not sure why you attacked me the first time we met. We could have gone through all this way earlier. But instead we left it to the end.
Because I thought that you were going to attack Cassius.
If she is innocent, then that leaves only this Vanna Tulip as the last conspirator.
She has already been taken care of. Your pal here, Cedric, sliced her throat.
Cedric's smiling and waving.
It's actually pretty proper that he stuck his head out and got charmed.
Then that would mean that all of the perpetrators have been destroyed and Wallace is safe.
Phileas, why don't we tell him about... I wouldn't know that, never mind.
What?
Never mind, I'm not going to give you the idea. That'd be meta.
What is it?
Well, obviously you guys are still kind of going against the Silver Eye cult. I know they did take Rosend away and all that kind of stuff, but I don't know about all of that. And if he's against the Silver Eye cult...
You can help us, yes.
Yeah.
I will continue my vanguard protecting this city. The city that I love. The city that I gave up for this curse.
Why?
I loved someone once. It was long ago. She was the most beautiful woman I had ever seen. I met her when I was young. We would play games. And then as I got older, it became true love. I turned into this creature to become just like her. It was that attack that night. My father stumbled in during the ritual. She didn't kill him, but she did what she did leave him blind so that he wouldn't know the truth. But now she's dead, and I am alone. I have nothing else to fight for. And he waves his hand and the charm dissipates from you. Cedric.
Hey!
Well, since you're also against the Dragon Eye cult, if we find out where they're hiding, would you be willing to aid us?
With all the cold power bestowed upon me by Levistus, I would rain dark, evil malice upon their heads. I would drain the life from their bodies, and I would kill every single last one of them.
Excellent.
All right, best friend.
When it comes time, where do we find you?
When it comes time, simply, you're a druid, right? Give a message to a bat. Tell him to bring a message to me, and I will be there for your final battle. You're fucking rolling a 20. He says, I will return to my cave then, but I ask one thing, that none of you speak a word of my true identity to my father. He has been through enough. He would never understand. Learning that I am a vampire would only kill him. Can you promise me that?
I won't say anything.
Then why don't we just say we killed the vampire? And then no one has to worry. You can do your thing. And we get the reputation of killing a vampire.
We need proof, though.
We can say he disintegrated.
He
understood.
He could give us proof.
And he comes down, and then you see him...
You don't have to look worry about people looking for you. We're famous. Looks for everyone.
You see him reach into his own mouth, and you guys would now see his mouth just become elongated and morph and become very large, sort of like a snake. how they open up their gaping mouth and it splits at the bottom, and you just see this mangle of teeth and monstrous intent, and then he just reaches into his mouth and he tears out one of his teeth.
I really hope that was a baby tooth.
He hands you this long, it's like, I don't know, I'd say like 6 inch long, because it come from the deepest part of his gullet, and hands it to Cedric. There. That should be all the proof you need. Tell them I turned to ash when you stabbed me with a stake, and that you were able to do it because you reeked of garlic.
All right. But before I go, I kind of owe you something, because I really don't like being charmed, and you just punch him in the dick. Not like the, like...
And your ring activates.
Not...
And a giant ethereal ram goes, boom!
Put it on his left hand.
Okay, then never mind.
With his right.
And what are you punching?
His dick. Like, that's all he can reach. He can't reach his face.
Okay, do a...
But it's not like a fuck you kind of thing, it's kind of like...
It's like you got me, hitting I got you. Solid steel, though, and you hurt your hand.
As long as I make him feel a little inconvenient.
And he looks down and he's just like... And says, so, is there anything else?
Nope.
All right. Then I will take my leave back to my resting place.
I punched the vampire in the dick.
These attacks and spells, I must return to my slumber. I will protect my town from the outskirts as I always have. And I will aid you when you need me. Good day. And may the coming battles, may you succeed. He just turns around. He's going to leave. Anybody want to say or do anything before he leaves? Burst into a mist. And you would see that the mist, like always, is like this mist of smoke with a red glow inside of it. But he's still for a moment, and you would notice that and looking upon it, you see that this red glow inside of it looks like a pumping heart. And then he flies away. So just to reveal something, what I was implying was to kill a vampire in my world, you have to stab them in the heart with the stake, but when the heart's exposed, they have to be in mist form. When you stab them in the heart, otherwise you can't hit them in the heart. It's the only way to kill them. And they turn to mist form automatically once they go to 0 hit points. Damn, I don't get to kill you guys with a vampire. Okay, and that's...
Well, we're going down because I have a spell. That's why we're going out of the harbor.
You're going to use water? Yeah.
Not necessarily.
By the way, that was a water weird. I was giving you guys so many options. That was a water weird that was in the water. It's basically an elemental of water. And it could have helped you fight him if you guys were to fight him. I didn't know what you guys were doing.
There's something in the water. I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, when he threw a coin
when
in.
I threw the coin in. And everyone threw the coin in.
So just to reveal those things so you don't matter to you guys, though. So then we're going to end the episode with him flying off into the sky, into the night sky. And you're all just standing on the harbor, and you defeated the vampire. Congratulations.
Cool. I revealed one of the spells I didn't really want to reveal, but fuck it, whatever. You're like, what the fuck?
I never heard of anything like that. It sounds so made up. All right, and that's the end of the episode. We want to thank everybody for listening. And, of course, you can follow us on Twitter at Stubborn Heroes. Make sure you send us a tweet. You can follow me, Adam the DM, at Omidius, Omidius. And, yeah, guys, don't forget to give us some feedback. Don't forget to subscribe to us and to give us those 5-star reviews on iTunes. They really help us out. And that's the end of this episode. We'll see what happens next time. Bye.
You now have a vampire best friend.